Now, taking a look at the markets with us is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we've been mixed here in the overnight and this morning. Corn has been up 2.5 to down 3. Beans have been unchanged to up 8, and wheat has been down 5 to up 4. Yesterday, we had the big move down. After a week ago's highs, we got within 6 yesterday of the 50% retracement down on the corn. And on beans, we hit 990, which 50% down would have been 970. We bounced off those areas late in the day yesterday, but today again, December corn hit 413. We're at 415.5 right now, down a half. The September's unchanged at 405. Beans for August are at 1011.75, up 4. That's unchanged, was their low today. The November's at 990 yesterday, closing at around 99. We hit 10.07 early today. We're at 10.02.75, up 3.25. Wheat's been up on down all over the place. We're at 5.31 in September, down 1.75. That's 3.5 off their low and 6 off their high. So mixed. This retracement in 1 week from the almost 50% from the highs helped push by funds getting out after they had driven prices up for 3 weeks, plus the good warm dry weather. The problem with warm dry weather is it really doesn't help damaged corn. It can help the soybeans. But mixed prices as we go outside-wise. Hogs are up 50 today in August. Cattle are down 42 in August. And the feeder cattle are down 155 at 214.80. Crude oil is up 72 a barrel now, back over 51. We went under 50 yesterday. We're at 51.21, up 77 on that crude. And the U.S. dollar is back down 44 today at 97.72. It was up at 98.50 plus yesterday, helping hurt prices. Again, corn unchanged, beans up 4. We expect mix now into finding out what we really have for crop yields. It's the eastern Midwest with poor crops against the northern and western with possibly really good crops pushing and shoving around. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.